You are listening to The Mojo with Stephanie Renee on 900 AM WURD.
Summer's Night from Maxwell. That song is called Cold, fitting our theme of all of our musical interludes on today's program. Like I said, one of the favorite things I love about that song, besides the fact that it has a little New Orleans shuffle for the percussion section, is that the original sound that you hear in that song is from windshield wipers. They dropped a microphone out of the studio window to catch that sound so that Maxwell could build a whole song around it. He was so entranced by it, taking a cab to the studio in order to work on this project. So just giving you some background about how all of this creativity comes together in order to provide you with some of the material we share with you on the air. This is Stephanie Renee welcoming you back to today's Mojo. And joining us now on the line is somebody who probably isn't going to get a whole heck of a lot of sleep over the next 36, 48 hours. His name is Patrick Jones. He is the executive director and CEO of the International Bridge, Tunnel, and Turnpike Association. And of course, he's here to give us some information from that perspective on how our city and our region is going to be responding to Winter Storm Jonas. Good morning, Mr. Jones, and welcome to WURD.
Good morning, Stephanie Ray. It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you with us because I imagine, especially that you are based out of my hometown of D.C., that this whole preparation for what is going to be our first major snowstorm of the season and one of the largest in history, if the predictions are correct for the D.C. metro area, is going to have your association really on top of trying to make sure that information's being distributed to all of the area departments of transportation handling this on the ground.
Well, that's exactly right, Stephanie. And toll facility operations really sweat the details, especially on a weekend like this. They plan well ahead. They have the necessary tools and equipment needed for severe weather events, and they know how to use them. And our tolling members throughout the country, particularly along the East Coast this weekend, are taking the winter advisory very seriously. They take a consistent, serious, and professional approach to emergency preparedness and response. And the customers, the toll road customers, can expect a strong emphasis on traffic safety and road clearance. And everybody out there should please, please pay attention to any roadway advisories and guidance that they receive from their state and local authorities.
And so, you know, help us understand, especially, you know, here we in the Delaware Valley, we call this the tri-state region as we monitor what's happening between New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. In the D.C. metro area, of course, it's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. So some of the concerns about how people move in and out of these spaces and whose responsibility it is to do what can be a little confusing when you're crossing boundaries like this.
Well, yes, it can be confusing, and as we saw just a couple of days ago with the little Clipper storm, the D.C. area got caught a little bit by surprise.
Yeah.
But there's a tremendous amount of coordination. For example, in the Delaware Valley area, I'm sure that the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission is working with PennDOT, with New Jersey DOT, with the Delaware DOT, the New Jersey Turnpike Authority. Everybody is communicating. They're getting their salt stores ready. They got their plows. They're pre-treating the roadways. So there's a lot of coordination happening to make sure that the safety of the public is protected.
And so, you know, for these toll roads where people are paying a fee in order to pass from one place to the next and what have you, is there a designated percentage in most states or, you know, an average that goes toward this kind of coordinated effort with clearing the roads and making sure that they're passable so that people can be where they need to be?
Well, Stephanie, one of the major reasons for high levels of safety on toll roads is because they are self-funded through the tolls, and they're typically operated centrally on a 24-hour basis from modern operation centers linked to dedicated maintenance, emergency response, and police personnel. The tolls that are collected go to support three basic things. One is retirement of the toll road debt that is used to build the facility in the first place. But it's also used to pay for operation and maintenance. Mm-hmm. And this storm, this severe weather is a big operations and maintenance event. There's no standard that I could apply to all toll agencies across the country as to a percentage. But one of the reasons safety is such a priority and the safety record of toll facilities is high is that they do have their own source of funding through the tolls that are collected.
Gotcha. So in a weather event like this, that's this massive, that affects so many different toll roads that are running through our region, what is the anticipated response for how much volume you'll be dealing with, given the fact that, like, say, the D.C. metro system is shutting down? So that means that people who are determined to get from point A to point B have no choice, really, but to drive, even though we're talking about pretty treacherous conditions on the roads.
Yeah, well, I think everybody should follow the guidance of their elected officials. I think most folks are saying that if you don't have to go out, you should stay in. Here in the D.C. area where I live, the public officials and the emergency response folks have been saying get to a place where you can be sheltered starting between 12 noon and 2 p.m. So I would echo that advice. Pay attention to any roadway advisories and guidance. If you don't have to travel, leave the traveling to the roadway crews that'll be working, through the night. They'll be working 24 hours a day to keep the roads clear and make them safe and passable for the work week on Monday.
Yes, indeed. And so what are the checks and balances? If there are people in our listening audience, you know, we have a pretty vigilant audience that likes to know where the money that they pay for X, Y, and Z is going and how it's being administered. In a snow emergency like this, of course, when you see the plows on the roadways and the brining happening and all that, then you know clearly that your tolls are paying for something that is visible and necessary in this instance. How is the transparency for tolled roadways across our nation, and how can people look into this information further?
Stephanie, very good question. I think just about every toll facility, toll authority in the nation publishes an annual report. It's a report of their financial condition, their assets and liabilities, and the revenues and the expenses that they have each year. That's one source. The other source is every toll agency has either a board or a board of commissioners or a board of directors that oversees the operation of the facility. Typically, the meetings are publicly held, and this is another opportunity to look into and gain transparency on the work of the toll facility.
Gotcha. Well, we certainly appreciate the fact that you've made yourself available to help share some of this information with our listening audience this morning. I imagine this is going to be a pretty busy weekend for you, but we appreciate getting to know a little bit more about our nation's toll road systems and what our expectations should be in the event of emergencies like this, or on a typical day, just trying to get from Philadelphia back to my hometown and hang out with friends and loved ones. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Stephanie, for having me. It's my pleasure.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, that is Patrick Jones. He is the executive director and CEO of the International Bridge, Tunnel, and Turnpike Association, something you may not have even considered in weather like this. We're very used to pointing our eyes toward the local streets department and, of course, PennDOT in terms of keeping these roadways clear. But if you needed to be on the turnpike, then there's a whole different set of operations that guides how that is cleared, how that is maintained, that we need to know about and that we need to look into in terms of whether or not you feel it's being administered properly. And this gentleman, of course, helps to coordinate that all across our nation. So it's important to know that he also conducts workshops internationally to help people understand better how this system of roadways can and should work. South America, Australia, South Africa. So there's a lot that goes into the conversation around these various aspects of our society that we should consider, not just in times of snow emergency, but all the time. And we certainly thank him for being on our airwaves today.